We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A top story this half hour, allegations of botched police raids across the country have prompted a number of cities to address the issue and take action, including here in Chicago. Today, Mayor Lori Lightfoot and Police Superintendent David Brown are outlining another major overhaul of Chicago's policies on conducting police raids. It's the latest consequence of that controversial raid in 2019. Here's WBBM political editor Craig Delamorm.
Chicago revised its policies on police raids in January of 2020, but Mayor Lightfoot says this revision, spurred by the shocking video of a wrongful raid on social worker Anjanette Young's home, goes much further. The mayor says the new policy requires a deputy chief to approve any raids, three ranks higher than now mandated. A planning session to determine who else might be in a home is required. And Lightfoot says police behavior during the raid must be respectful.
So all officers are clear, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter who the target of the investigation is, that person and anyone found within the location must be treated with dignity and respect, period.
Videos of Ms. Young's raid show she was left standing naked, handcuffed, and distressed for several minutes. The mayor says that can never happen again. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Illinois House Republicans say they will oppose any effort to attempt to impose the graduated income tax.
The Republicans are responding to House Speaker Chris Welch's recent remarks about giving the graduated income tax another try after it was overwhelmingly rejected by voters.
Sometimes you fail the first time out. You get back up and try again. And so I do think that we probably should revisit that at some point. I'm also a firm believer in that the rich should pay their fair share.
Every member of the House Republican caucus has signed on to a resolution in opposition. The sponsor, State Representative Dan Ugaste from Geneva, says we can't keep taxing our residents to cover up what has been decades of overspending and mismanagement. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Veterans organizations are stepping up their opposition to plans for a massive truck warehousing development in the Joliet area.
Veterans groups say the extra truck traffic generated by the North Point project next to the Abraham Lincoln National Cemetery would interfere with military funeral processions, not to mention further intrude on the peace and solitude expected when people visit the cemetery, the country's second largest national cemetery. Andrew Tangen of the Veterans Assistance Commission of Lake County.
The concern of the Lynch Foundation and the Veterans Assistance Commissions of the state of Illinois is focused like a laser on protecting the sacred ground.
The veterans groups have filed a lawsuit challenging the project. North Point says the vets don't have any legal standing, to which they say they're standing up for those who cannot stand for themselves. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Employees of the United Airlines and American Airlines at O'Hare will receive doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine from the Chicago Department of Public Health. The vaccines will be available by appointment at the airline's health clinic for employees in Terminal 2. Illinois health officials reporting more than 2,100 new and probable cases of COVID-19 and 44 more deaths tied to the pandemic. And a reminder, starting tomorrow, Illinois seniors can register for an appointment to receive a vaccination starting next week at the United Center. You can do that online via ZocDoc.com/vaccine, or you can call 312-746-4835.
Well, it took more than 13 years, but a Southwest suburban Lockport finally has a hotel along I-355.
Hotels were among the plans when the southern extension of I-355 opened in 2007, Ben Benson is Lockport City Administrator.
In 2008, with the crash of the economy, it really took a decade to take off. We are growing tremendously today. There's a lot of new shopping, restaurants, and opportunities out by the tollway in 159th Street. But also our downtown is also growing because now it's so much more accessible to the rest of Chicagoland.
The Holiday Inn Express and Suites was supposed to open at the end of 2020, but that was delayed until now because of the pandemic. Benson says as the pandemic eases and Lockport continues growing, the city is already getting calls from other operators interested in building hotels there. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
18-year-old entrepreneur in the Western suburbs says her creative marketing strategy to attract clients to her babysitting service seems to be working.
As things open up more and more, families that have been stuck at home for a year are looking for a change of scenery. Erin Ferris, who's a junior at Caneland High School in Maple Park, decided to capitalize on that, and she says her dad suggested leading off her babysitting ad on Facebook with the line, "Hey parents, you need a date night."
And there's been just like a lot of reactions to it, like likes, comments, just saying like it was like great marketing and that they liked it.
And she just posted the ad and already has a job.
Yeah, I'm actually babysitting tomorrow for somebody in the neighborhood.
Erin says she has a passion for child care but does not limit herself to child care.
When I babysat one time, the family I babysat for had a rabbit, a dog, and then I was also watching the kid. Obviously, like, I went to check on the rabbit and it was just gone. It was somewhere in the house.
Erin says she eventually did find the rabbit. Steve Miller, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.